Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Progressive Action TV show. I am your host, the one and only, Tramell Thompson. How are you guys doing today? And I want to point out my hat. Y'all see this? This hat is so dope. It's a Malcolm X hat. By any means necessary, y'all see what it is. Shout out to the people from YK1K. I had ordered me a couple of these hats. I like these joints. These joints are so dope. How y'all doing today, man? You know, I've been all over the place. I've been traveling all over the country, you know, doing the good work. And I don't have too much time to be doing all these shows now. And I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I miss you guys, man. I really miss you guys. And I definitely need everyone to make sure that you share out the show. You know, we streaming live today. We on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on YouTube, all live right now. And it's important for you guys to make sure, you see that? Make sure that you donate to the show, $Progressive Action 100. Make sure you join the YouTube channel. It's 99 cents for 1 month to join. And like I said, these shows, I'm mixing it up now. I'm not only talking about transit issues. So the first thing, before I get into our first topic, feel free to call in whenever you want. Call in live, 563-999-3714. Call in, get on the call list, and I'll tag you in when I'm ready for you to tag in. But definitely let me know what you guys think. But let me get into the first topic right now, and it's about the budget cuts that's coming to New York City. And I think everybody needs to pay attention because a lot of aspects of our lives are going to be affected in the city. So let's listen to what Mayor Eric Adams have to say about it. Let me get this queued up for you guys. Let's go.
Join us in that.
Y'all heard it for yourself. He has some budget cuts that's coming. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Let me fix my camera real quick. What are we going to do? He has some budget cuts coming, and it's about to get ugly. Let me see. How did that happen? How did that happen? Some budget cuts coming. It's about to get ugly. Let me fix my camera real quick. It's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. So, look, let's point to some of the stuff that he's talking about cutting. Parents ripping to Eric Adams after mayor says they might have to volunteer to protect New York City schools after new safety agents cut. Now, picture this. I want you guys to picture this. The city wants you to volunteer. The city wants you to volunteer at your kid's school. Picture that. They want you to volunteer at your kid's school for school safety, right? There's a whole bunch of other stuff that's being cut. And I want to run through this real quick. You have 2.1 billion in education. 2.1 billion in education. Do y'all think that we need those type of cuts? 2.1 billion in education. How does that work? You have 1.4 billion Department of Social Services. That's going to be a disaster. 800 million in homeless services, and we already see on the trains, on our streets, the homeless crisis never was rectified. Never was rectified. We got 300 million in the FDNY, 200 million with city hospitals. How is that going to make sense, people? Y'all tell me, how is that going to make sense? How is that going to make our city better? These cuts. Now, what the mayor is asking, he's asking for everyone to go to Albany, to go to D.C., to give him support for these cuts. And, you know, and I feel like if it's going to affect us, we need to get involved. This is not Mayor Adams' problem. This is all our problem at this point. And if they're trying to hurt New York, you know, they're going to hurt us. That's what it's really going to come down to. They're going to hurt us. And we can't allow that to happen at all. We can't allow that to happen at all. Oh, I want to see how y'all go feel about this. I want to see how y'all go feel about this one. This video was very disturbing, and I'm just going to get into it. Check it out. Crazy. Crazy. Did y'all see that? I may have to play that again because that may have went too fast for you guys. But allegedly, I mean, the hit wasn't alleged. The hit was real. Allegedly, a 9-year-old found his mother high on the street, and he smacked fire out of her. He smacked fire. I want to play this video one more time. Let me get back to it. That's crazy. That's insane. Look at that. That's insane. Let me bring it back a little bit. That's insane. That is insane. Like, me growing up, I wouldn't even thought about raising my voice at my mother. Look at her. Bow. Slap fire out of her. What would you have done in that case? Call into the show, 563-999-3714. Call into the show. Let me know what you would have did to that kid. I gotta bring my boy Beanie Man out for this one. That's crazy. Seriously? Let's get into some more craziness. Let me see what else I got for you guys. Did y'all see this? Sweet Fishes. Sweet Fishes Cafe in Thailand where the floor is filled with water and fish swim amongst the customers. Can you imagine that? Let me go to the video. Check this out. You can't tell me that that's not wild. Would you eat at that restaurant? I would not eat at that restaurant. Fish is swimming around. I'll be seeing some people going on vacation and putting their feet inside like some tank with some fish supposed to clean your feet. Y'all be going on vacation. Y'all be going on vacation bugging. Y'all be going on vacation really, 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 really wilding out. For real. Really wilding out. That's crazy. Now, look. I got to get into some transit news. I got to jump to some transit news. Because, I mean, this stuff is insane. This stuff. And people, we got to think. When I mentioned the budget cuts that Eric Adams said is coming, and we see with the homeless services and the education, that's going to take an effect on our jobs. It's going to take an effect on our jobs. The city claimed that they cleaned up the homelessness on the trains. It was all a farce, never was cleaned up. They did enough during that campaign time, and then that was it. Nothing else was done after that, right? So when we talk about the city is going to cut jobs, all of that is going to affect us transit workers. Every single last one of those is going to affect transit workers. Now, for those who don't know, our union has been in or starting a fight with the president of the supervisors union. Now, one of the reasons why I feel that that's the wrong move is because, for one, they don't protect us against management or supervision. Supervision basically could do whatever they want to do to the hourly workers and get away with it. Two Broadway is fine with that. Labor relations is fine with that. And the union can't really protect us during those situations. We've seen a dispatcher not too long ago on video going crazy cursing out a train crew. Nothing happened to him. Nothing at all. So this is what the union have put out against the SSSA president, Michael Kurube, right? And this is all about Mike Kurube and the SSSA catching Local 100, trying to sell the members something bad that not only would it affected us and Local 100, it would affect SSSA, and it would affect the ATU. Because for those who don't know, they pad and bargain with us. Their contracts are basically mirror images of what we get. We set the tone, and they are forced to follow. That's just how it works. That's why transit spends so much time getting our own reps to sell us out. But I want to read this to you guys. You know, SSSA had Mike Kurube has a big mouth, but without the TWU, he would have nothing to show for his membership. That's BS. Mike Kurube, head of the Supervisors Association, is at it again because nobody follows him. When Mike wants attention, he talks about TWU. Mike will be lost without TWU. After all, the only way Kurube ever gets a contract is by riding the TWU's coattail. Let me stop right there. Once again, Local 100 sets the tone, right? We have the biggest union that the MTA bargains with. So if we fall for the banana in the tailpipe, and by us being the biggest union, we actually have the most power. We have more power than SSSA. We have more power than ATU because we have the membership. Right? Now, it's funny that the union would say that the only way Kurube ever gets a contract is by riding TWU coattails. It's mighty funny. When we get a subservient contract, the union, Local 100, always points to pattern bargaining with other unions. So the same could be said for us. Why do we follow the coattails of other unions if we're so powerful? Let me finish reading this. You would think Mike would be grateful to TWU for leading the way and allowing him to settle a contract. That sounds like some management stuff. But instead, Big Mike has nothing but bow for the union that has given him life. Recently, the TWU secured a rich new contract for the nearly 40,000 Local 100 members at the MTA. Like a good follower, Mike will someday accept the deal for his approximately 4,000 supervisors. What rich contract did we get? In fact, if you want to be honest, we got the worst contract out of all the city agencies that's our size in New York City. And if you look throughout the country, every other union who fought has received better contracts than we did. So what are they talking about, rich new contract? Let me continue reading. After our contract went into effect, the NTA made a unilateral take-back attempt on our audio premium pay, a change TWU Local 100 did not agree to. Let's be clear. They agreed to it because Richard Davis signed a side letter that I'm going to show to you guys. Or he made some type of a deal during that time because management was, they were sending out emails saying that we're going to be doing this overtime thing different, right? Now, instead, let me finish reading. Instead of standing in solidarity with the most powerful union in the MTA, Mike took to the coward's way out of publishing a disgraceful, misleading letter blaming the TWU Local 100 president for the MTA's egregious action. Despite Mike's longstanding and one-sided feuds with previous Local 100 presidents, he never attacked the Local 100 president in such an offensive way. Which, what could be different about President Davis that irritates Mike so much? We wonder. The TWU prevailed in our grievance against MTA's take-back attempt. No thanks to Mike or his association. Once again, our victory will benefit Mike, and although he'll never say thanks to him, we'll say you're welcome. Now I want to touch on the part where Davis says, why basically Karube is attacking him in such an offensive way where he never attacked any other president like that. Let's talk about that. For one, why is Richard Davis playing a race card? I thought that we don't see the race card over here. And for a president to play the race card against the supervisor president, I feel like it's despicable. It's despicable. Why would he do that? No, Richie. He attacked you because you did one of the most stupidest things that any TWU president has ever done. You were signing secret side letters. You didn't put up no fight this contract. You basically dismantled a lot of stuff that we have going on. You haven't fixed, in fact, workers' comp has gotten worse. Discipline has gotten worse. The MTA is making moves on us that we have never seen before. You agreed to a contract after COVID. Very important times in all of our lives, especially for those who are considered essential, front line. You signed the status quo contract. You are literally probably the worst leader Local 100 has ever seen. Now, there are some things with Karube I don't agree with. I feel that the union, Local 100, and the SSSA should be working together. We have the same enemy. But guess what Local 100 calls the MTA management? Our partners. I've never seen partners or someone who's considered a partner discipline their members the way they do. When they get hurt on the job, we're going to stop their pay because we have the right to do it. It has nothing to do with the injury. It has nothing to do with if this person needs surgery or not. But guess what? Local 100 calls them a partner. They denied us masks in the beginning of the pandemic. But to our union, they are considered a partner. The MTA act like women fell out of the sky. And when they get pregnant, they don't know what's going on. We actually have to negotiate women's rights. We have to strip paid family leave. And then the union tried to sell that. And they, you know, at least women get 12 weeks now on paternity. 12 weeks paternity. But you still got them climbing up and down trains, 8 months pregnant. You still got them driving a bus, eight months pregnant, pulling garbage, 8 months pregnant. But you call the MTA partners. And Richie, I don't know. Maybe he attacked you because you signed a side letter where the MTA plainly stated, unless renegotiated by the party, New York City Transit will direct consistent agency administration of these provisions as per the clear contract language. Contract language is ambiguous. Maybe that's why he's so critical of you, because you have done some unprecedented things as a so-called leader. I mean, some wild, crazy things. Got nothing to do with you being black. You don't even like black people. Let's start there. Let's start there. You have said some crazy things about blacks, American blacks. You said it to me. So let's not even try to play like for a president to play the race card against someone he should be allies with. That's not a sign of leadership. And what you think Karube is going to tell his people? Yo, don't cut them no slack. If they're a minute late, cut their time or send them home. If you can't find them and they're not where they're supposed to be, cut their time and send them home. Write them up. Why you as a leader will put your workers in a position to get attacked because you wasn't man enough to call Karube yourself and have this conversation with him to tell him however you want it to feel? Why do you do that? I'm telling you guys, man, we got the worst leadership there is. We got the worst leadership there is, people. This is not a game. If you want to call in, you can call in 563-999-3714. We live right now. And check this out. I had today, I said, yo, let me try this ChatGPT thing out. And I said, you know what? Let me Google myself. And this is what came up. Tramell Thompson is a New York City subway conductor and the founder of Progressive Action, a labor movement that advocates for the rights and welfare of transit workers. Progressive Action was formed to address issues such as worker safety, fair pay, and better working conditions. The movement also aims to educate transit workers about their rights and the importance of union representation. Thompson and Progressive Action have been vocal about various issues affecting transit workers, including inadequate protective measures during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I'm grateful enough to even be found by ChatGPT, right, or any AI model. Let's look at what it said for Richard Davis. And I asked him with the prompt, who is Richard Davis from TWU Local 100? It said Richard Davis is a prominent figure in the Transport Workers Union, Local 100 in New York City. He has held various positions within the union, which represents over 40,000 workers in the city's public transportation sector. However, specific details about his current role or contributions are not readily available. For the most accurate and up-to-date information, it would be best to contact TWU Local 100 directly or visit their official website. Now, picture that. Me, Tramell Thompson. I could put my name in ChatGPT or any one of these AI models, and they would tell you who I am and what I do. But the president of the union, they don't have no clue what they do. No clue what they do. Tell me that ain't crazy. These guys don't have no profile. They get to these positions depending on, especially, and I'm talking about the men, who butt they kissing, how many people they sold out to management, and who they feel will continue to screw over the members in favor of management. This is what they do. How the AI model don't have nothing on the president. And let me tell you about how these AI things work. They tell the truth. See, you can Google something, and Google can pop up whatever it says or whatever the case is. Like, you can find lies in Google. But AI is not taught to lie. Not taught to lie at all. They don't know what Richie Davis has done. And I don't know what he has done besides sell members out. Besides get into all these scandals. He has been in office for less than a year. He will have a year next month. And he got about 37 years worth of scandals on him. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? I mean, yo, and the thing, like, you guys really got to pay attention to what they writing on the internet. Pay attention to what they saying on the internet. You know, trying to use these live videos, and I'm going to get to some live videos that just happened today. Got to get to it, right? And I want to point out one of the lies that they're talking about, and we go get to it because, I mean, they got to keep this down off the internet, and I'm talking about down the news. They literally have to keep him off the internet. Because he embarrasses, I don't get it. I don't know if it's because they don't comprehend what they read. I don't know if it's they just simply do not understand. They purposely selling out the members. But whatever it is, it's not good for us. And I want to point out this comment that he wrote under the union Facebook page. And the conversation was about, oh, you know, Richie Davis, he fought, the union fought back and won and took this back. He did that himself, right? I mean, we wasn't even supposed to have been in that position, but I don't want to get into that too much because, they, like I said in a prior show, they wasn't supposed, they not going to lose that, and they didn't lose it, right? Now, but under the post, one of the guys asked them, what's up with the Tier 6 refund? This Tier 6 refund been going on for the past, I would say, 3 years, right? When Tony Utano, all of a sudden around election time, to try to get more votes, to try to garner more votes, hey, guess what? I found that they was overcharging y'all for Tier 6, which we've been, and you know what? I got to find that. Somebody posted that on Facebook in 2016 that they was overcharging us. And I'm going to find that, right? But all of a sudden we was being overcharged around contract time, and here come Tony Utano acting like he was flying in to save the day. Now someone questioned Gates about where is the refund. And I want to read to you guys what he said. He said, there's pushback. The problem that it comes down to is what is considered base salary. The transit authority doesn't have an answer. Base salary is different based on the job you do. The authority is more than willing to give a refund, but can't explain how they determine the refund. President Davis didn't like those answers, and neither should you. Until it is determined what is considered base salary, bus operators, pick job. The only thing that this means is that we cannot take a cookie-cutter approach. It looks like each employee, depending on their job, may have different base salaries. Hope this helps explain the delay. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The union does not know what base salary is. Base salary is simple to figure out. I mean, you could Google this. You could chat GPT it. It's out there. And I'm going to tell you how they're screwing this up. Base salary. Now, there's different base salaries depending on where you're at on the wage progression chart. Right? And I'm only going to use top pay as an answer. If you're a bus operator with 6 years, with 7 years on the job, 10 years on the job, whatever, your base salary is your top pay times 8 hours, and that's what you get for the day. Then you times that by 20, work 5 days a week, 4 weeks in a month, times that by 20, then you get how much you make for the month. After you get what you make for the month, then you times that by 12. Here's where you find your base salary. Right? Base salary does not include overtime. It doesn't include benefits. It doesn't include night differential. It doesn't include uniform allowance. It doesn't include vacation. It doesn't include anything. It's about how much your top pay is or whatever your pay is on a wage progression and an 8-hour workday. What the union is confusing is they're trying to say, well, you know, a bus operator works 9 hours and 47 minutes. So we can't calculate what their base salary is. That extra hour and 40 minutes, if you look on your check, what is it? It's overtime. Overtime is not included in their base salary. So when he says the problem comes down to what is considered base salary, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? We don't work 9 hours and 47 minutes and get straight pay. Anything after 8 hours, even if it's 1 minute, overtime. Overtime is not factored in to the base salary. What is so hard to figure out about that? And for him to say the authority is more than willing to give us a refund, somebody tell me, when has the MTA ever been more than willing to give us any type of money? Let me answer that. When has the transit authority ever been eager to give us any type of money? I mean, people's out here. Let me see what this is. Who's up on YouTube? Abdul Rahman says, run pays 9 hours. No. Why don't you Google base pay? Let me try something for y'all. Let me do something for y'all, because a lot of people just don't get it. Let me do something for y'all since I'm live. Let me do something for y'all since I am live. Because people really don't know what is base pay. People really don't know. Like, they really is not researching this. They really not researching it. Like, let me share this screen real quick. Because people is out here really, 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 really bugging. Like, y'all don't know what base pay is? Like, what's really going on here? Let me get to it real quick. Hold on 1 second, guys. I mean, because this is embarrassing at this point. But this is the same people who read their paycheck and don't know what it says. So I can't take too much offense to it. Let's read that. Base pay is the salary or hourly compensation paid to an employee for regular working hours for a certain job. It is the initial or minimum rate of pay before any taxes, benefits, bonuses, or other forms of compensation are added. Base pay can be expressed as an hourly, weekly, monthly, or annual rate that may depend on an employee's experience, job duty, and skill set. Let me see if I could. Let me look at Investopedia. Let me see what they say. And I haven't looked at any of this yet. Base pay definition as income in comparison to annual pay. What is base pay? Base pay is the initial salary paid to an employee, not including any benefits, bonuses, or raises. It is the rate of compensation an employee receives in exchange for service. An employee's base pay can be expressed as an hourly rate or weekly, monthly, or annual salary. Understand the base pay. Base pay does not include all forms of compensation. For instance, shift differential pay, on-call pay, special assignments, and incentive-based pay are typically excluded from base pay. Generally, an employee's base pay is the minimum amount they should expect to receive during a specified pay period, excluding additional financial or tangible compensation that may increase the total of pay above this level. In contrast to hourly employees who are compensated for exact numbers of hours they are working a pay period, a salary employee is usually expected to work a minimum number of hours in exchange for their base pay. Some companies do not require salaried employees to keep track of their hours. Now, it is quite clear what is base pay. It's quite clear. If your run pays 9 hours, what part of that 9 hours would be considered overtime? It's that 1 hour. You cannot put that in your, that's not part of your base pay. Now, if the MTA has been doing that and playing this game, then something is wrong there. But another thing, there are many titles in this union that only get 8 hours. For instance, cleaners. A cleaner's base salary is basically set. So if this is true to the person who wrote that on YouTube, Abdul Rahman, right? You have to figure this out. Right? And think about this. Let's just say what you're saying is true. And let's not forget, the MTA and the union said that some people started receiving refunds. How are they refunds calculated if now it's all of a sudden it's a problem? How are they refunds calculated? Somebody tell me how the refunds are calculated. If people already received it. You got, like I said, you got a lot of titles that have 8 hours and don't have overtime. Why aren't theirs done? There's no special calculation for that. Their base salary is their base salary. That's how it works. When you fill out for a job, they tell you what your base salary is. For instance, when a police officer, right? A police officer may make an arrest during a shift. They get overtime. But everybody know what a police officer base salary is. Right? How come they could tell us, and I want y'all to think about this. I really want y'all to think about this because y'all confused right now. Wait, let me see if I can find it real quick. Let me see if I can find this, because this is what's going to shut y'all up. Let me see something. Is the contract stuff still up? Matter of fact, let me just search something. I don't like Zip Recruiter. I want to see if they, let me see if they say something here. Ooh, this doesn't say too much. I need a bus operator. All right, let me look at this. Let me look at Glassdoor. But I need to look at something. Let me put this on the screen for you guys. So I don't want to argue with y'all. Y'all could just go on the internet and look at some of this stuff. But it clearly says, average salary for MTA bus operator in New York City is $51,392, right? How can they tell us what our starting salary is, but they can't tell us what our base salary is? Why don't y'all answer that for me? Call in. Damn, I missed two phone calls. Call in and tell me, how can they tell us what the starting salary is, but they can't tell us what the base salary is? How does that make sense? Y'all write that in the chat. Y'all talking and y'all chatting in the chat. Write that in the chat. How can they tell us what our starting salary is, but they cannot tell us what our base salary is? How does that make sense? How does that make sense? The thing is that we don't have some smart union reps, and the MTA knows that, and they basically stole them. Because let me tell y'all what the plan is, and I want y'all to remember this. The union, you know when they go figure this out? They go figure this around August, September, maybe October. Like right before the ballots go out next election, they're going to come back and say, hey, we got the MTA to settle, and we found out the problem, and y'all going to tier six is going to get refunded, because right now, according to Richard Davis, the union has 44,000 members, and 36,000 is tier six. So you got to think what goes on in those closed rooms. Yo, we got to find out a way how to get tier six on board. Oh, you know what? I know how to do it. We go figure out the tier six thing when we come in. Let me get this thought. Man, I just missed another call. That's what's going to happen. Y'all see, I guarantee you, they figure this out right before the next election. Right before the next election, they're going to figure this out. They have to find a way to keep themselves in power. They've been doing this time and time and time again. But once again, how can they figure out what our starting pay is? I mean, what our starting pay is, but they cannot tell us what our base pay is. I want somebody to call in and tell me that. Somebody tell me that. And not all these jobs. Look at Flat. You know what? You know what depot should get a refund right now? Flatbush Depot. Most of those runs is 8 hours. There ain't nothing hard to figure out over there. They can tell you what their base salary is. They can tell you that. Nah, I don't hear a button. Base salary, I mean, it's all over the internet. I don't know how you can fill it. I don't care if the run's 9, 10 hours. You get overtime. You get overtime. Anything after 801 is considered overtime. That's just how it works. And the bus operator base pay is $76,000. It's not $80,000. It's not. And then we're talking about with their 2025 pay rate. It's at 76,000. You can do the math yourself. Do the math yourself. Because what's going to happen once the MTA cut all our runs to 8 hours? By contract, they must give us 40 hours a week. I mean, when they stop giving us overtime, anything after 40, that's happening soon. That's going to happen. As soon as they figure out their retention problem that they have caused themselves, they're going to figure it out. But I want to show you something. I want to show you something, since they like to talk about being smart. Let's get to this video that Donald Yates said today.
I will listen to you, and I will look at what you're saying. This is Angelique Byers, did the victory. Google it. Well, I Googled it, and I Googled it in the way that it should be Googled. Does Medicare Advantage have to give you minimally with Medicare? That's what I Googled. And guess what? The answer is yes. Google that, folks. And you can see these people twisting their toes because I can tell you, well, they are really twisting the truth. They're not giving you the complete truth. So this is half the truth. Right? I give you one half of the truth. And you're going to be like, Dad, this thing is bad. I give you the other half of the truth. You say, do you put it together? Oh, I get it. I understand. We're in good shape. Do I say to you guys, we put all this onto our president? I know some of y'all are vice president, Richard Davis, right? You know, sometimes, you know, he's a, could be an arrogant guy. But he's a small guy. Dealing with Richard Davis, he is a smart guy, right? We beat the transit authority on this contract negotiation. You better believe that. And that, like I said, I'm going to say it one more time. Have the information. Hospitals, certain hospitals said Medicare Advantage. The other half of the information, Medicare Advantage has to literally do what Medicare will do. Put them together? Now I understand. And by the way, our medical, our Medicare Advantage, our Aetna Medicare Advantage, was better than the cities, different than the cities. And one thing you guys need to realize, think about it. When you retire, think about what your retirement. And otherwise, before you start making these and believing these crapolas on other websites. Thank you for listening to me. Evaluate the things that I said. Open to comment on it. Comment if you like. And get back to me. Donald Yates is checking out. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Now, we just heard Donald Yates talk about somebody needs to Google. Can somebody tell Donald Yates to Google what base pay is, what base salary is, and how they get it, how they calculate it? And, I just don't get it. Then you're going to say Richard Davis is smart. How? Let me hit him with this. How is Richard Davis smart? How is he smart? Let me remind you, because I just put it up there. Smart people do not do things like this. Let the MTA dictate the terms and conditions with side letters that he should not have been signing, that management released themselves. That's not what smart people do. That's not what smart people do. How is he smart? Can somebody tell me what Richard Davis has ever done? Tell me, call in to the show and tell me what he's done. He's been here for 26 years. What has he done? We are in the worst shape we have ever been. And the only reason why Donald Yates is caping for Davis so much is because that's how Map Store get down. I give them that. Map Store will hold each other down, but everybody know that Yates don't mess with Davis. Yates know that himself. But you know what? They're afraid to really tell the truth to the members. Donald Yates can't name 26 years. You should be able to name 10 things, 10 smart things that Davis has done to uplift his department. We got one of the worst contracts in New York City. Our work rules are oppressive. They demeaning and disrespectful. They don't respect women. And y'all don't really want me to get into that conversation. Rich contract. What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about? Like, this is the games that they play, and they can't even be honest with one another. They can't even be honest with one another. Their whole entire goal is to sell us out so they can remain in power. This is what they do. This is exactly what they do. Their whole entire goal is to sell us out so they can remain in power. That's what they do. Whoever sent me the screenshot, why don't y'all just call in? Because I ain't got somebody calling in right now. Let me get to it.
Yes, sir.
573, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? We call from?
Yes, sir. Brother Abdul Rahman.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Don't do nothing. My Bluetooth disconnected. Stay right there. 5473, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
5473.
Yes, sir. I'm on.
573.
I'm on.
You hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me Bluetooth it to my phone. Give me one second. Let me get this going the right way. Hold on. Stay right there. We got to talk about this. Hold on. Let me get this Bluetooth going. I got to get it on the phone instead. I really want to talk about this.
Okay.
Bluetooth.
No, I just wanted to.
Yeah, hold on. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't worry about it. Stay right there.
Three, you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes,
what's on
sir?
Your mind? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Abdul Rahman, Brooklyn.
All right. What's on your mind?
No, I was just trying to explain to you about the base pay thing as far as bus operators. As a bus operator, because I had this argument before, there was times I used to work the extra list. There was times to where I had for the day a 12-hour run, and I would only get paid maybe about 9 hours. First of all, if you have
Hold on a sec. Can you got me on speakerphone or something?
No, I have it here in the earpiece.
Can you take it off? It sounds kind of like it don't sound real powerful. Can you take the earpiece off?
Okay, no problem.
All right, yeah.
You hear me now?
I hear you. Let's get to it.
Yeah. No, I had the same type of argument because I used to work the extra list, and there were times to where I had maybe about a 12, 13-hour run, and I would only get paid about 9 hours. And on my check, it said straight pay because it was unscheduled overtime. That's what they call it. So, therefore, you only get straight pay but not the time and a half in which I was expecting. That's why they call it, you know, base pay, straight pay. And they're saying that even if your swing was, let's say, 3 hours, you're not going to get paid for the whole 3 hours. You will only get paid for about 45 minutes. Although your swing is 3 hours, you're not getting paid for all that downtime. So you may be at work for
now, as far
you're
as I...
at work for 13 hours, but you're not getting paid the whole 13 hours.
So what are you saying as far as it being in relation to base pay?
hear it, because they would say, okay, now, in another scenario, if you pick a run and your run is, let's say, 48 hours a week, that's straight time. That's your base pay, because you can have a swing that's probably about an hour and a half, and once again, you're not going to get paid all of that time. So your seat time will probably be about 7 hours. Therefore, they're only going to pay you about 8 hours for the day. Although you was at work for maybe about nine and a half hours, you're only going to get paid for about 8 hours, because they calculate your pay based on your seat time plus your swing, plus your half
an hour.
All right,
so
let me ask you this.
What about somebody that's on the extra list?
Yeah, this is what I was saying. Whatever run that you pick for that day, or whatever run that they give you for that day, you're going to get paid the same amount of money as that person who's run that is initially. So let's say that's a 13-hour day for that person, and they only get paid, out of that 13 hours, they're only getting paid 10 hours. You're going to get paid maybe about 10 hours straight time. That's how that's going to go. Now, if you go back in the depot and they hand you another paddle, and, you know, you have to do two trips to, let's say, Kings Plaza, that's when you get an unscheduled overtime, and that's when it's time and a half, or if you work an RDO. But anything that's your run,
so
they're saying that that's straight time, base pay. Because I had this type of argument, too, because I'm like, how come all these hours aren't overtime? Time and a half. I'm thinking that everything's supposed to be time and a half after 8 hours. And they're like, no, that's not how it works.
Well, they have to clear that up, because that's not what New York State labor law says. New York State labor laws clearly states that after 40 hours, you are entitled to overtime. Now, with us, what they do is that our contract says after 8 hours, we get overtime each day. But New York State labor law says anything after 40, you get overtime. The thing is this, they playing a sleight of hand. They none of them probably know what's going on. Because if that's the case, if they paying us by the hour, right, then I feel that our pension should be based on hours and not days. Because we putting in way more work hourly than any other agency in the city. We should have a superior pension if that's the case.
Yeah, that's understood. Yeah, that is understood.
Because if they saying that, and I understand what you're saying, right? If that's the case, if that is the case, then our pension should be based strictly on hours and not days or yearly or some type of yearly thing. You need to put in 25 years, because it's unfair to transit workers. Because sometimes we get locked in to these 9, 10, and 11-hour jobs. It's not fair to us. But anything else you want to say? I'm going to hop to the next corner.
Oh, no, sir. That's about it. I was just trying to explain to you how it goes as far as being a bus operator, because there's something called seat time. I don't know if you heard about that, but the seat time, you make your base pay or the amount of money that you make is based upon your seat time. So every time you pick in, you have your seat time. Let's say, for instance, your run is 9 hours, but you only have 6 hours seat time. So that right there, you're going to get paid back automatically. Now, how your swing works out, first of all, you're going to get paid 8 hours automatically. But anything after that, you know, that's when it's politics. Because now, if your run is 13 hours, they're going to make your swing at least 2.5 hours. So this way, they don't have to pay you the whole 13 hours while you're there. So you're basically just wasting your time being there. So that's why a lot of guys just take a 9 hour run. You get what I mean?
I got you.
This is another reason why, if you know some of the tricks as far as being a bus operator, a lot of guys would pick that long swing like that, a 3 hour swing, and then do a run in between their swings. So they work their swing, and that's how you get the time and a half and double time and stuff like that. But anyway, have a nice night. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling in and explaining. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the next caller. Let's see. Caller 6483. You're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name? You calling from? Yeah, you hear me?
How you doing? Hey, how you doing, Tramel? It's Garcia. I couldn't sit this one out. Yeah? Hello?
Let me hear what's going on. Let me hear what's going on.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I hear you. Can you hear
me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. Okay, I have three points to make, okay? One, Eric Adams and the city and the state have been claiming fiscal cliff for like the last 10 years. Even de Blasio was doing it. Oh, there's going to be a big fiscal cliff. We're going to lose this much money. There's not a lot of revenue coming in. We're going to have to cut this. We're going to have to cut that. Next thing you know, the budget's coming. They have the money. Oh, all of a sudden we found the money. Oh, the revenue is not down as we thought it was, as we projected it was going to be. And then they move money around, and all of a sudden they find the money. The same thing they did during our contract. So I don't believe this whole what the politicians are saying, that there's a fiscal cliff coming and there's going to be a collapse of the markets. And, you know, there's not something you could predict. If we could predict that, we will all be rich. If we could predict when the market's going to go up, when the market's going to go down. And, you know, we've been saying that for a very long time. So I cannot agree with that mentality. It's called fear-mongering, and it's the oldest trick in the book in politics. Fear-monger, and then all of a sudden you swoop in, and then you say, oh, I'm a hero, I saved everyone, and now you got to put me in again because I saved everyone from the collapse of the system. And that was my first point. And my second point was that it's a sad state our union is in, because it's always a give back after give back after give back after give back. And it's always give backs. There's never any gains for the workers. And that's the worst way to ever negotiate anything. The biggest give back, I think, in the world is the medical benefit for retirees. It's a major give back. And I feel like next time around, our medical benefits are going to be at risk. You can hear me, right?
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so the medical benefits are definitely, the cost of them are going up every year. But I feel that it's a plan across the board, it going against the working people of this city and this state and this country, where the working people are losing. The workers are mad at Sean Fain because they're saying, oh, he said he was going to get us 40, and he only got us percent with plus COLA, and he only got us 33%. He never got our pension back, but a lot of them are going to be making six figures. And a lot of the plants are in the Midwest and in upstate New York and in rural parts of the country, where that amount of money goes a lot longer way than in New York City, making that amount of money that they're going to be making. It's going to go a lot longer. They're going to make a lot more than we're making. And my last point was the lieutenant that was assaulted in the one train, 238th Street Station. That was a very brutal assault, and they said the conductor called it in that there was a knife. The passengers were complaining that they were being threatened by a knife and a group of individuals, and they jumped the lieutenant in the 238th Street Station. And there's video out there showing how the lieutenant was attacked. And it just makes me think, well, we're in trouble as MTA workers and as New Yorkers, period. Even if one day I'm not working for MTA, I think we're all going to have to go work with you, Tramel. The way things are going right now, it's getting too crazy out here. And the mentality is, it's always the workers, it's always us, it's always our fault, we should do more. And, you know, it's always something that we do wrong, as opposed to what's going on system-wide or what's happening across the board. And those were my main points that I wanted to address with you and just let you know and your, you know, your viewers know about the issues that we're facing.
Let me ask you a question. Are you paying attention to this? Are you paying attention to this base pay thing? What's your thoughts on that?
I was listening to it a little bit, and it's one of those smoky mirrors. You should know what a person's base pay is, just being a union rep, you should know what each title gets paid. I don't think it's that complicated. If not, they would never be able to file grievances. And the union hall also has accountants and has lawyers. So you cannot say, oh, we don't know, we can't figure it out, it's so complicated. So we could get people to the moon and fly rockets and do math, but we can't figure out the math for our paychecks. And I can tell you, the pay stubs and the paychecks are very complicated. I give you that. It's very, like, convoluted. But base pay is different. It's just what you're getting paid if you didn't work any overtime. If you only worked 8 hours, what's your pay? That's another give-back, tier six. That's what I'm saying about negotiating from, like, give-back and just, like, just, oh, what are we going to give them all the time. That when you members demand answers, you don't have the answers, because now it's like, oh, it's the math and it's fuzzy and all of a sudden, I'm sorry to say, that sounds like some Donald Trump stuff. Oh, I didn't know my accountants did it. I don't know what they did, and you know, we have no idea how to calculate it because we're not accountants. And now the accountants are wrong, and it's not my fault. Whatever happened, it was their fault. And that sounds like one of those type of arguments. Like, it's not our fault, it's fault, because they can't figure out the math, and we can't do math ourselves. We got to depend on the lawyers and the accountants that can figure it out, and it's complicated. So that's a lot of baloney. That's a lot of nonsense.
I mean, you know,
and
you know,
a lot.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. The fact that
what's crazy,
it's taken them 3 years to figure this out. Like, is it that complicated? It's gonna take them 3 years to figure out which base pay. Like, I don't understand what
taxes.
The complication is.
Imagine we did that with our taxes. Hey, IRS, it's gonna take us 3 years to figure it out. Do you think we'll be audited or we'll be in trouble? We'll probably be in jail. You know, if we did that. You know, so now all of a sudden they can't figure
You know what's so crazy? If they making this an issue, right? If they making this base pay thing an issue, how does the MTA calculate when we get suspended how much money to take away from us? Like,
exactly.
If they suspend you for 30 days, they suspend you for 30
exactly.
days, then if you're a bus operator that have an 11-hour run versus a bus operator that have an 8-hour run, and you both commit the same infraction, that means the person with the 8-hour run is paying less than the fine, less than punishment than the person with the 11-hour run, right?
Exactly.
So there has to be like this is going to open up a big can of worms. And the union is not on their job; they're not thinking about it. There's a calculation.
Nope.
The MTA got to know the calculation. There has to
be. They know the math because like I said, I was just suspended. You know, you're hitting me in the sour spot. And I didn't want to talk about it because I was embarrassed about it. But you know what? The light is the light, and there's always a better the light, a bigger light. And they said my average was 9 hours and 54 minutes. So, you know, so they basically, I'm getting 9 hours and 54 minutes. I was suspended for 10 days. So they calculated my average was for the year was 9 hours and 54 minutes. How did they know that? It was right in the computer. They knew exactly what was my average on my run. You understand? So how could they not calculate it? They was able to calculate it when I was suspended.
So basically, what I'm saying is right to some degree, that the fact that if two people commit the same infraction, depending on what their run was, people pay two totally different type of fines.
Exactly.
That's
because
good.
It's based on your what the average pay that you get on a daily basis. So now all of a sudden it's not an 8-hour workday. All of a sudden it's the average. You understand? So MTA is famous for doing the math according to whatever benefits them. Yeah? They do the fuzzy math. Whenever it benefits them, they do certain type of math. This is a place I worked in. And then I say, the day that I don't work here and they start doing math correctly, I'm going to start getting confused because I'm going to say, that's not how you do math. You're supposed to do the calculations a lot different because they have their own rules as far as, like, everything. No other place have I seen them do math the way they do math here. And that's my main point, that it's getting out of control. It's getting ridiculous. And, soon nobody's going to want to work here the way things are going. These younger people are not lasting. They're not taking that nonsense. This guy told me working Uber and Lyft, okay, you don't have the benefits, but he said, I'm getting $500 a day, and I could work the days I want to work. I could take the days off. I could take as many breaks as I want, and I could do, you know, all types of stuff. Even though Uber and Lyft is stealing from the drivers, according to the state attorney general, they were taking a lot of money, but they're still making, you know, they still have more flexibility than we do as operators and MTA workers. And they have to realize that at what point people are going to say enough is enough. They can't just keep attacking us and taking from the working people. And that's the main sad point about that, about everything all that I'm saying, is that you just can't keep taking and giving back and giving back, because people fought and they laid blood in the streets. They fought all types of judges and all types of lawyers and all types of politicians, and they didn't care. They fought their hearts out. What did Michael J. Quill say? He told the judge that he could rot in his robe, right, before he caved in.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, oh, you know, you guys are on
mm-hmm.
strike, you know, you're ordered back to work, you have to go back to work. He said, you know, you make me. He called them out, and he's like, oh, contempt of court. And what happened? He went to jail. And he didn't come out of jail until the strike was over. But we kept our rights, mm-hmm. and we need leaders like that have character, and don't try to finagle and weasel and be snakes, you know? And
mm-hmm.
nobody should be scared. Just stand up. Do like Tramiel does every day. Stand up and don't back down. And keep, you know, that's what we need, people like that. All the time, and they don't like that, and that's why when they start going after people like you and people like a lot of other people, there's a handful of people that do that in the MTA and in other agencies, and it's sad to see that all the unions are in on it, all the politicians, and instead they're demanding more back from the working people instead of saying, you know what, maybe we should demand more from the big companies and the big and the rich to pay more, therefore the workers could be able to live in the city that they serve, and then they that they'll be able to raise their kids in the city that they serve, than like they used to in the old days. And that's all I have to say today, Terrell. All right? Thank you for your show.
I appreciate
and thank
it.
You for everything.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, cool.
Bye.
That was Celso Garcia. He always call in and make some good points. Now, he was talking about leadership. I want to talk about this real quick. John Samuelson. Now, why all of a sudden starting to attack Kathy Hochul? Why are they starting to attack Governor Hochul? They should have done that a long time ago. Let's look at this tweet. Speaking with other national and New York City trade unionists, it's pretty clear that transport worker isn't alone in running into the betrayal by Governor Kathy Hochul. We're just saying out loud with many other unions, basically, affiliates are quietly but now openly discussing. right? What is the beef with Kathy Hochul all of a sudden? Like, why now they figure that this is the time to be calling out Hochul? I mean, let's look at what Hochul did for COVID-19. Well, that was basically Cuomo. But she didn't do enough to stop spreading the virus. The union was quiet about that. Thousands of MTA workers got infected with COVID. 170 people that worked for the MTA, more than any other city agency, died from COVID. Facts. Why didn't they attack Kathy Hochul regarding bail reform? Aren't they saying one of the biggest problems that when it comes to stopping the assaults on transit workers is because of the revolving door of the justice system? And then they say, oh, you know, you arrest them, and then they out the next day basically doing the same thing. That was Kathy Hochul. Why didn't y'all start holding her accountable then? Right? Nobody didn't say nothing about that in the bail reform. But now all of a sudden she's a bad person? Where was y'all at 2 years ago? But now she's a bad person. I'm telling you, these politics, man. These people is out of control with these politics. Yeah, out of control with these politics. Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy Edward Acosta. He just hit the Cash App. Make sure y'all hit the Cash App. Shout out to Edward Acosta. He just hit the Cash App. It's out of control. And then now I feel that there's something going on with Richard Davis and Samuelson. For those who don't know, John Samuelson is the president of the international. Richard Davis is the president of my local union. There seems to be something going on because Samuelson was not this vocal during our contract negotiations this summer, right? But when it comes to the railroad workers, when it comes to the actors, they was on the front line. When it comes to other unions, let me put this on the screen. Samuelson was on the front line helping them fight. And check this out, because they like to say that we got a rich contract and all that other stuff. TWU Local 234 members have ratified a historic contract with economic gains not seen in decades in the transit industry, including a one-year 7% wage increase and a $3,000 signing bonus, plus retention bonuses and pension increases. Congrats to our Philly transit workers. Samuelson had help with that fight. So when they say that we got a rich contract, where's that rich contract? Let me tell y'all something, because I got a lot of people that watch this show who is not transit workers, right? There's a rumor, and don't let none of these transit people fool you and tell you that, yo, I'm making a lot of money. The only people that feel like that is if they came from, no disrespect, if they came from like a retail job, if they came from like a fast food job, maybe the post office, I don't know. But we don't, the money is, you can't survive in the city off that salary, especially if you got a family. Transit workers back in the day, I was thinking this. Oh, MTA, ATM, yo, you getting money and this and that. That's not the case. What they don't tell you is that you basically got to live on the job to get the bag. And guess what? The MTA, at every turn, you make a mistake, they trying to take your bag. They are successfully taking your bag. We just heard Celso Garcia call in, and I ain't even know. He got suspended the other day. And yes, when you get suspended, it is a fine that you pay because they taking your money. Taking your money, right? If you decide to work 70-30, you're paying a 30% fine. They are taking your money. And these fines are not equal because if I'm suspended, if I got a 11-hour run and you got an 8-hour run and we commit the same infraction, I'm paying more of the piper than you are because my run pays more money. I make more money than you a day because of the overtime that's built in the job. So the union need to figure that out. The union need to figure that out. If you suspend it, you should only be suspended for 8 hours a day. That's it. Anything after that should be yours. That's how it should work. But to the people out there, do not believe these transit workers. I never was one of those transit workers. I said, hey, yeah, I'm making a lot of money. I work for transit and this. I mean, you ain't making no money. You got a child. You're on child support. You was finished. Yeah, you picking that 11, 10, 12-hour job. You doing that audio. Depending on the department you're in, you working 21 days straight, 20 days straight, 13 days straight, whatever they allow you to work consecutive days in overtime, you're doing that. The truth is that transit workers is not making enough to survive in the city. They like to compare us to other agencies. Guess what? Those other agencies get 10% night differential when they work nighttime. We don't get that. Those other agencies, they get 5 weeks vacation after 5 years. We don't get that. Those other agencies get longevity pay after 5 years. We get it after only a 16th year. We don't get what they get. We don't get what they get. So how MTA equating to you? You know who getting the money? Your leadership is getting the money. Maybe I'll pull that up real quick. Let me show y'all how much. Cause I got to do it. I do a show on this at least once a year. At least once a year. Let me show y'all how much money they make. Y'all want to see who get in the bag? Y'all want to see what MTA mean ATM? Let me show y'all some. Let's pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up for you guys, man. Like, hold on here. Why is this working? Okay. I got to show y'all, man. Like, hold on, let me pull this up the right way. Y'all want to see who get in the bag? Let me go to this. Oh, come on. Why isn't this working? Really? Let me share my screen with you guys. Y'all got me excited right now. Let me share my screen. Let me show y'all who getting the money, man. Let me scroll down. If anybody need the LM2 information, I'll send it to you. Don't worry about it. John Chiarello, Secretary Treasurer, $159,000. Natalia Crisp, $181,000. Richard Davis, $197,000. That's the president. Vice President of RTO, $179,000. Robert Kelly, not R. Kelly, Robert Kelly, $177,000. Shirley Martin, $172,000. J.P. Patafio, $187,000. Earl Phillips left. He made $81,000 before he left. Richard Rocco, $160,000. Pete Rasconi, $165,000. Linwood Wichard, $189,000. Donald Yates, $151,000. What's going? That's who's getting the money. That's who's getting the bag. I see those salaries. You know how much overtime you got to do to get those salaries. You have any idea how much? You can't even live on it. You would never make those salaries. Never. $189,000. How are you going to make that? You have any idea how much overtime you make? You have any idea? Oh, but let me do this, though. Let me be transparent. Since we're talking about base salary, right? I was reading the numbers from the total in H, right? But when you look at gross salary disbursements before any deductions, $136,000, $134,000, $135,000, $136,000, $135,000, $72,000, $122,000, $135,000, $127,000, $129,000. That's all right there. It's all right there. That's their base. That's their base salary. But they can't figure out what our base salary is. So how the hell they go from 136,000 to 190,000? Like, how? What type of reimbursement you doing a year is $40,000 worth of reimbursement? We ain't going to talk about the game that's probably played with that. But let me get to the next caller. Caller 8872, you're now live on Progressive Action TV. What's your name when you call up from?
What's going on, brother T2, train operator Craig? What's going on, T2, train operator
Craig? What's going on, bro? What's on your mind? What's on your mind, bro?
Can you hear me clearly, brother?
I hear you loud and clear. Tell us what's on your mind, my brother.
Well, I have a couple of questions and, you know, a few statements. Now, I'm gonna start with the statement. And in the, you know, in the late 1800s, right, they had this strike called the Pullman strike, right? And all they had was just a telegraph at that time. 20,000 workers at the beginning of the strike. By the end of the strike, 100,000 people were on strike. Some barely even knew what was going on, but they seen that their fellow man was being mistreated. And this is nationwide for the railroads. And I'm going somewhere with this. When the teachers union found out that they was contributing to the demise of the very students that they were teaching with the school of prison pipeline, and that their pensions was contributing to these private prisons, they bossed up on their pension managers and they got that removed. And I leave for last the nurses. And this is about the most gangster move that I've seen probably in history. They was willing to leave grandmothers, grandfathers, and anybody else on their deathbed to make sure that they was treated properly. So I ask for everybody that's listening, what are you willing to do? I've heard so many people say that they are willing to die for something. What are you willing to live for? What are you willing to do to make sure that you get treated better? What are you willing to do to make sure that when you retire, your medical benefits are up to par or maybe even beyond par? Because we can't continue to sit around and do absolutely nothing. Like the statement goes, and, you know, this is no slight on anybody's religion, but it was, you know, they came for the Protestants. I did nothing because I wasn't Protestant. They came for the Christians. I did nothing because I wasn't Christian. They came for the Jews. I did nothing because I wasn't a Jew, and then they came for me, and it was no one left to fight for me. So I asked, because I'm not going to take up too much time. What are you willing to do? Are you waiting? Are you really, really willing to wait until this visits your doorstep and then there is no more union? Because that's the ultimate goal, to pick Local 100 apart. That's the real goal, so that it could be, I forgot the name, what it's called. Basically, the MTA will have a straight shot from worker to company. So it's called a P2B, right? It's person to business. And that's the ultimate goal. So, T2, I love your work. Brother, if you have any questions for me, I'm here. If not, then I'm out, brother.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, my brother. Thanks for the information.
I always.
I'm surprised my brother ain't want to politic today. I was in the politic, and I'm surprised he ain't want to politic, but. You see, I've been on this show for an hour and 31 minutes. I think y'all deserve this long show today. I'm going to try not to neglect y'all, you know, any further. I think I was gone for like 2 weeks. I'm going to try not to do that, but y'all don't understand. I'm so busy. So busy. But look, well, this is what I need for you guys to do, right? Make sure, right? First of all, my website should be done tomorrow. And I haven't been really answering people that have called, you know, hitting me with problems. I'm just doing so much and I'm really schedule driven right now. And I got over 500 shows on YouTube, the same amount probably on Facebook, on Progressive Action TV. And I feel that people don't really appreciate these shows. You know, for people to ask me a whole bunch of times of things that I've discussed, a whole bunch of times, that shows that they're not willing to put in the work themselves. They're not trying to. Like, I got all the information there. I got a website, progressiveaction.info. I have a Twitter. I have a YouTube. I have a Facebook. You can literally go in the search bar on any one of these pages and type what your problem is, and it's probably going to come up in a show. Because people basically complain about discipline, workers' comp, and other things. And I've done discussed everything up under the sun. I mean, I've done it more than one time. Right, discuss these things. So right now my life is really schedule driven. I don't have time for myself sometimes. Right? And in order to get my attention, right, it must be on my calendar. If it's not on my calendar, I am spending time with my son, doing family things, things of that nature. It must get on my calendar, right? And at this very moment, I am a consultant. I am an advisor, right? Professionally, right? I'm a professional advisor, professional consultant, right? And I've done a lot of work when it came to transit workers. I did all the research for you guys. I've done a lot of fighting, the fighting we should be doing together. And I have been very successful in my plight. And I give expert the best advice that you're going to get, right? People pay the union. If you feel that the union is not doing what they do, you got to hold them accountable. You're paying them. I've been doing this for free, literally, for 8-9 years, right? Shout out to the people who give donations because they support the platform, they support the program. Shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely helped out a lot. Y'all definitely helped the show grow. Shout out to y'all. But there's people who do not donate. There's people who feel like I have to stop what I'm doing, stop everything I'm doing, and take their needs and don't even go to their union reps. I just read the top office. They making 180, 190, 170 a year. That's where you're really supposed to go first. And then you figure it out from there. Because those salaries that I ran off, you're paying for that. And they don't work. You don't work for them. They work for you. That's just how it works, right? But when it comes to me, my website will be set up in order for you. I don't care how big or small it is. You're going to have to get on the calendar. I hired an assistant to help me out with my calendar because I ain't going to lie. The calendar can get tricky. It can get confusing. And sometimes I'll be forgetting about things, and I can't do that. Right? I'm trying to be in 10 different places at one time, and it could be done. I just got to get more. I just need an extra helping hand. But that's why I got me an assistant. So when the website launched, you're going to have the assistant email. You're going to email that person. Depending on what you want, what kind of service you want, that's what's going to determine what you get on the calendar. And that's going to determine whatever the fee may be. I haven't worked that out completely yet. But that's what it's going to be. I am a professional advisor. I am a professional consultant. I am an expert in this transit stuff. Y'all should know that by now. I'm an expert in this transit stuff. I'm an expert in this union, this labor union stuff. Let me remind y'all once again what ChatGPT said. Ask ChatGPT. Y'all know yesterday's price. It's not today's price. You know, I had to ask ChatGPT who's Tramell Thompson, and they fully explain who I am. New York City subway conductor and the founder of Progressive Action, a labor movement that advocates for the rights and welfare of transit workers. Progressive Action was formed to address issues such as worker safety, fair pay, better working conditions. The movement also aims to educate transit workers about the rights and the importance of union representation. Thompson and Progressive Action have been vocal about the various issues affecting transit workers, including inadequate protective measures during the COVID-19 pandemic. And go ChatGPT, Richard Davis named the president of the union. Come up. I already showed y'all earlier. But I am an expert in what I do in the field. My solutions are top of the line. I'm very resourceful. I will point you in the right direction, but you got to get on my calendar. I'm not doing any more spontaneous calling me, anything like that. You can get on the calendar in 5 minutes once you go through the website. Like, it could be instantaneously in order to get on the calendar. I just need to see it on my calendar and keep track of the things that I'm doing. But for those who support the show, you could donate. You see it right there. You could donate right there, Cash App, Progressive Action 100. You could join. If you're watching on YouTube, please, if you're watching on YouTube, to join the channel on YouTube is 99 cents a month. To support the channel on YouTube is 99 cents a month. 99 cents a month. That's it. Support the channel. You're watching on Facebook. You can go on Facebook and you could become a subscriber over there. I'll catch y'all soon. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks for the love and support. Hopefully by the next show, my website will be up and rocking. We'll get this thing cracking professionally on a whole nother level. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.